Welcome. Today, we're discussing an alarming issue, the king of poisons, arsenic, building up in our rice, thanks to climate change.
Wow, that sounds serious. Rice is a staple for so many. What's the connection to climate change?
Well, traditional rice farming, flooding the paddies, creates ideal conditions for arsenic uptake. As temperatures and CO2 levels rise, rice roots grow more, absorbing more of this toxin from the soil.
So more CO2, more roots, more arsenic. That's counterintuitive. I thought increased root growth was supposed to be good for drought resistance.
Exactly. It's a double-edged sword. The study in The Lancet Planetary Health focused on rice varieties commonly eaten in Asia, and the results are, as one researcher put it, scary.
Scary how? What kind of health risks are we talking about?
Inorganic arsenic is a known carcinogen linked to lung, bladder, and skin cancers, as well as heart disease and other serious health problems. The study suggests that by 2050, arsenic levels in rice could surge by 44% under a worst-case climate scenario.
44%? That's a huge jump. Are there any regulations on arsenic in food?
Few and inconsistent. Some standards exist in the EU and China, but enforcement is lacking. The FDA in the US has an action level for infant rice cereal, but it's not a legally enforceable regulation.
So, what can be done? Should we all stop eating rice?
Not necessarily. The researchers emphasize that the risk is linked to how much rice you consume. For those who eat it multiple times a week, the risk is higher, but occasional consumption is less concerning.
I see. But, that still presents a problem for many communities where rice is a dietary staple, right?
Absolutely. It exacerbates existing inequalities, as rice is often the most affordable food option. This is where adaptation becomes crucial. The study suggests earlier planting, better soil management, and even different irrigation techniques could help.
Like alternate wetting and drying. Isn't that also better for methane emissions from rice paddies?
Precisely. It's a win-win. Reduces arsenic uptake and lowers the methane footprint of rice farming.
So while this issue is serious, there are ways to address it. It sounds like a call to action for both consumers and producers.
Got it. Exactly. We need to be aware of the risks, advocate for stronger regulations, and support sustainable farming practices. This isn't just about the future of rice. It's about the health of millions. Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you found this discussion insightful. Until next time.
Goodbye.